going? Welcome back to the Conversation. My name is Ben, and that's Josh.
I'm Josh.
And we're going to talk about how, when you put a headset on, why can I not see anything?
Yeah. I want to preface this episode by saying there is almost no scientific evidence to support any of our claims in this episode. This is truly anecdotal from what we've seen in the arcade.
Yeah.
But I'd love to see there to be scientific research to go into this after our episode. I'm hoping we can be the catalyst for the
Definitely,
industry to
yeah,
look
at us. For sure, yeah.
I listen, there is research being done a little bit, but not from the way we're looking at it. Not from the way we're looking at it, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So quick synopsis of what we're seeing here is, generally speaking, what we see when people put a VR headset on, especially for their first time, is there seems to be this loss of sense of touch.
So they lost a sense of almost everything.
So they're not losing their sense of sight. They're just seeing something different from the real world. But we definitely see is they don't trust their sense of touch anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the question. The is why? Why is it happening? What is it about VR do we think that is leading to this phenomenon that we're seeing? It's such an odd.
It's such an interesting topic.
Like, what do you see? Like, what do you see physically when you're dealing with people that this has come up? What is your example? An example that you have.
So the one that I always think of immediately is there was a lady playing in Cowbots and Aliens, and now Cowbots and Aliens has a big open arena, and you teleport around. But she saw a gun that way, and she just looked at it, and went cool, and sprinted into a wall. And it was so like fast, I couldn't stop her or like do anything like about that. And she just smack right into a wall.
Mm.
And it was like she was having a lot of fun, but she just forgot that the real world still exists.
Okay.
which is very interesting because you know, she hurt herself with it, but it's very interesting because you would not think to do that if you didn't have the headset on. So you lose the eyesight. And then if you're trying to reach down for something, you lose your touch because you're using a controller rather than your hand.
Yeah. So my little example I'll give is all the controllers have wrist straps on them that people use for safety so they don't fly off their wrist. And the interesting one I see is when I address somebody who is not wearing a wrist strap and I mention it to them, and they're surprised. They're surprised that the wrist strap is not on,
mm-hmm.
as if they didn't feel that it wasn't there, which is a really fascinating thing. When the wrist strap is on and it's tight, there is not a single time when I'm playing when I forget about it. I can always feel it. Little hair follicles on my wrist, they're reminding me that it's there.
That's what they're for.
And I am fascinated when people don't notice. It is an incredible thing that because their visual stimulus is being oversaturated with input and the audio they're getting is, you know, it's conditioned audio for that type of experience,
mm-hmm.
that the other three senses, you know, your taste, your touch, and your smell, somehow they just disappear.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes it's to a detriment of where we have to kind of remind people that, like, don't forget you have fingers. You can touch through things. You can feel things, right? These buttons on these controllers are elevated you know, to be able to feel them.
They'll look down at their controllers after you tell them about a button and go, what finger? And you're like, your ring finger.
Remember,
and you're like,
yeah, yeah.
What's the ring finger? And it's like this one.
Yeah.
But people just, they forget that their body exists.
Yeah.
Like it's the weirdest thing. Because like it's almost like VR is somehow taking away senses from
like
your real person because the game
them?
Is, I guess, yeah.
Like
that's
like,
a better way to put it, actually.
Because even the dexterity that people have to use their fingers individually, if you look at someone in the real world and you tell them to flex an individual finger, they probably will be able to, right?
Yeah.
Probably. You can probably look and see something wrong,
but yeah.
Now close your eyes and try to do that and think about moving each finger individually.
It's harder.
It's a little bit trickier,
yeah, it's a
right?
little different, yeah.
So when you think about, you put a controller in someone's hand and you say, use your index finger, which first of all, I'm going to say honestly, a lot of people don't know what index finger is versus pointer finger.
Yeah.
You say, use that finger to press the trigger and they'll squeeze all the fingers at once.
Yep.
And it's weird because you're like, well, no, just use one finger. Imagine you were looking at that finger and you were going to flex it just by itself, right?
Actually, that's a great point. A lot of people tend to, When they're trying to do anything, they'll just go grip the whole controller.
Yeah.
Even though that's not how that works. They'll hit the touchpad, their trigger, their grip button, everything all at once because they're not, like they don't understand, like versus reality, like it's like their hand-eye coordination just disappears.
Yeah. Now, when we look at kind of things, you know, the ways that the industry, the developers are trying to combat that stuff, because they do recognize, I did read some research that they do fully recognize that VR is only targeting two senses. And they do want to try to target the other three as best as possible. The more senses you target, the more realistic the experience becomes, and the more you can buy into it.
Mm-hmm.
From touch perspective, is things like vibration. Right?
Yeah.
Haptic feedback is the most common one that we see in VR. Even the controllers have it built in, right? The notion of a simple vibration in the hand can remind you that you're interacting with something that should be real world.
That reminds me of the PlayStation 5 controllers. They have haptic feedback in their triggers.
Oh, yes, yes, yes,
and,
okay.
And that was really jarring the first time I played it, because I played PS2, PS3, PS4, all of them, and none of them had that haptic feedback. Well, the PlayStation 5 controller, when I pressed to pull the trigger, I was shooting a gun in a game, it held it back, and I went,
which is weird. Yeah, you want that resistance that, almost, right?
That puts you more into the game than just pulling a trigger would. It's the same as VR. When you pull the trigger and grab something, the controller vibrates.
Yeah.
Now, they're getting more into better technology, and that's happening, the actual haptic feedback. They have the gloves that actually hold your fingers back to grab things.
It's like a cabling really system, cool. right? It's almost like a cabling system to be able to pull. It's adding resistance to your fingers so that when you grab, it's not you're grabbing a physical object, it's that your body is thinking you're gripping something because it's adding that type of resistance you would experience.
Yeah.
Another interesting really credit, cool. right, is I will say, so the team at Half-Life Alyx, right, what they did and, well, what the team at Steam did with their knuckle controllers, being able to then, like we said, if you can't see in the game, your fingers flex individually, then you have to be able to do some sort of haptic feedback. Mm-hmm. Well, Half-Life and Valve, they went, well, no, we will show the person their fingers flexing individually. And I do find with Half-Life that when I look at it more, people are a little bit more comfortable because they can see their hand, and when they move the fingers, they can see each finger move. So that your brain interpreting that motion, being
that's
like,
a big
I can
thing.
Do each one, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the ability for every development team out there to do that for their game,
that's,
it's not going to happen.
The increase in technology has to happen there where it's easier to track and map objects.
Yeah.
In virtual reality, where like if you have a ball in VR, you have to have points all around the ball so that your hand can actually wrap around it.
Yeah.
So that'll come with better technology and auto mapping of objects in virtual reality. I don't even know if that's a thing yet, but
yeah. Well, because like you said, like the knowing that when you grab a ball versus grabbing something like a book. Mm-hmm. That your hand shape changes, right? So when you look at Half-Life and the way they design the game is that when your hand in a game grabs different objects, it does take a different shape.
Yeah.
Because they know that the human hand has to do that. It has to adjust its grip in order to hold different types of objects. All of this coming back again to engaging the senses, right? Mm-hmm. How do you engage all the senses, or at least engage the senses more?
Yeah.
Because you're, again, if we're coming back to the average user being at home and trying to get them to adopt VR, if you want them to adopt it, you have to engage all their senses. That's the best way you can do it, is doing all those things.
Sound, sight, touch. Yeah. Touch is getting there. That's the easiest one to work on next. But
I'll be a little bit concerned, I think, at first, you know, when smell and taste enter their way into VR.
Because, I don't think they need to be in VR.
Because if you separate sight from those other two, that's when people get confused. That's when things like fear factor happen, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to blindly eat food, and I'm going to trust that it's edible stuff. Okay, well, VR is dealing with the same thing, right? You have a headset, you're covering your sight, and you're saying to this person, trust that what I'm about to feed you in the game is what I'm actually going to feed you in real life.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how comfortable I feel about that right now, but we'll see where the future takes us, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so thanks again for joining us on the Karn VR Station today.
Absolutely, and if you want to book a VR session for yourself, head to controlvrarcade.com. I'm going to lose myself here. If you would like to get into a business of yourself or get a business of yourself and own one of these awesome Control VR arcades, head over to virtualrealityfranchise.com. And if you have any questions about any of our topics, or maybe you have a topic that you want us to talk about, maybe.
Yeah, I just want to say hey.
Then email us at ilovevr@controlvrarcade.com. All right. And we will see you guys
next time
in the next episode.